China predicts that its carbon emissions will peak by 2030 or earlier in a set of national emissions pledges submitted to the United Nations in June. China has promised to cut the nation's energy consumption per unit of economic output by 60-65% from its 2005 baseline. The pledge has been eagerly awaited as the country is the world's largest carbon emitter. Vice President of the Chinese Academy of Engineering Physics, Professor Du Xiangwan, says the goals set by China to tackle climate change have been influenced by the country's national priorities.
We should make it clear that energy conservation and emission reduction is what China needs in terms of China's economic development pattern and the environmental problems that China has faced in recent years. It will not restrict China's economic development. Instead, it will make it possible for China to pursue a model of a sustainable development.
Professor Du reiterates that China's efforts in dealing with climate change do not necessarily mean an economic slowdown. According to him, China can maintain its economic growth while developing a cost-effective, low-carbon economy. Also, China is sticking to its consistent stance that the outcomes of the talks on a new climate change agreement should follow the principles of common but differentiated responsibilities. Du Xiangwan says this principle is determined by many factors and is widely acknowledged in the world.
There is no doubt that developed countries are major emitters of carbon dioxide. The carbon dioxide emission per capita of developed countries is much higher than that of developing countries, both historically and in modern times. However, to achieve sustainable development worldwide, every country should make its contribution according to its capabilities and the national conditions.
Meanwhile, China is also pushing for greater international cooperation in tackling global environmental problems. For example, China is deepening its cooperation with the United States and the European Union. China also offers both financial and technological assistance to other developing countries to help them deal with climate change. He Jingjing, an assistant researcher with the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, says bilateral and multilateral cooperation would definitely boost the United Nations climate change talks.
So China's collaboration with other countries, for example the U.S., sends a very positive signal to the world that the developing countries and developed countries can work together. So I'm very sure that China's collaboration with other countries will be very beneficial to the international negotiation.
China's action on climate change is expected to boost international efforts to reach a new universally binding climate pact in Paris later in December. The new pact aims to set a long-term goal of limiting the maximum global average temperature increase to no more than 2 Celsius above pre-industrial levels. For CRI, I'm Lai Ming.